Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Once again, we're here. Praise in the Lord, worshiping him in spirit and in truth on midnight, at midnight, on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalk.com.
And because we got the victory, hallelujah, that's why we're going to forever praise him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. And ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your seat. Is that all right? For the young
praise.
Can I get the young folks in here that love the Lord?
Praise him.
They like to have the speakers on 20, and it drop top, and you get your bounce on. Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister Ann.
Continually, the word continual means continuous. That means it goes on and on and on.
Come on, if you're going to forever praise him, come on, praise him even now. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Without thinking, inflames many conflicts.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Reckless words spoken hastily and without thinking inflames many conflicts. And reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings them. If you have your pens and pencils or pencils, words. And a light into our path. Let's read Proverbs 12:18. Proverbs 13:18. Chapter 17:28. Chapter Let me add to that, gossip. Gossip is often both the spark and the fuel for conflict. Scripture says that a and a gossip separate close friends, according to Proverbs 16 and 28. Proverbs 28.
People and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.